Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Shout outs to people who are listening in.
north to south and east and west, and all of my global listeners. We've got to start right here at home. Thank you for all the listeners from the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, the UK, Canada, Nigeria, and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Japan, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, Netherlands, Portugal, St. Vincent and the Grenadine Islands. And I just want to thank all our listeners for tuning in each and every Friday as we go live. And anyone who would like to ask a question about guests, just dial 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key, and I will unmute your mic. But first, I got to say hello to my co-hosts. How you doing, Mark? How you doing, Chris?
Hello, I'm doing good. Shalom.
Hey, baby. Hey, Chris, that's my baby right there. Well, hey, Mark, where you at? Well, Mark must be doing something busy because he ain't said hello. Mark, is your mic muted? Hello? Well, we'll get back to
you. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Okay.
How you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Okay. Sorry.
Good. I feel maybe we're making us some sandwiches or something.
I wish.
Me too, right? But tonight we have a special guest. Tonight we have Denise B. Johnson on here, and she's going to share with us tonight. But first, she's a radio host, entrepreneur, and she's going to share in the secrets of how to put those coins in your pocket. So I'm all about that, you know, so I'm waiting for her to share that. So I'm going to let Mark ask your first question, and then, you know, what we discussed on the phone before, that little button, and then we'll get this thing started. How you doing, Denise?
Oh, I'm good. How are you this evening?
We're doing good. We're doing great.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Say what, Mark? We didn't hear you.
Oh, I said hi, Denise.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
Yeah.
So, Mark, would you like to get your question out first? Do you want me to go to Chris?
Sure. Yeah, how did you get started on this great life, entrepreneurial life of making money or living wealthy?
Yeah, I like to know that.
I just, you know, I wrote the book, and, you know, that's how it got started, customizing my relationship, my lifestyle.
Well, when you're talking about customizing, what do you mean? I mean, that's very big. We all are customizing, you know, living our lifestyle. So we want to know in detail, if you put them coins in your pocket, how are you rocking it down in Florida on the beach and everything with the palm trees? Tell us a little bit more.
Well, you know, when you customize your relationship, it's all about you and your partner. You make the rules for what's acceptable in your relationship and in your life. And when you make those rules, you know, everything, it's all about you. And, it just causes you to be financially wealthy because, you know, you just can't do it like the Joneses. You know, you have to do what's best for you and what you need, your needs and your desires.
Okay, well, I hear you, but I'm going to get a little more detail with you. I'm going to let Chris go ahead and ask his question first.
All right, Denise. Hello, my name is Chris Michael Ward. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an author, of course. I have I've written a book, and I'm just pursuing this wealthy lifestyle. I'll just put it that way.
Okay, well, let me just jump in here. Can I just jump in here real quick? I just got to do this. Denise, you said you're living a wealthy lifestyle. So with you and your partner, and you said it's all about you, not to be smart or anything, but everyone lives according to what they need, and everybody ain't wealthy. So what do you average in a year that you consider yourself wealthy, or are you just talking about mentally wealthy?
Well, actually, I'm moving toward wealth. I am mentally wealthy right now, but I was really talking about customizing your relationship. You know, and everybody is not customized. Some people try to do it like other people, and, you know, they're not successful. But if you do everything that's, you know, for best for you, then, you know, you'll be successful.
For some people, it's best for them to go into a bank and stick somebody's ass up. And then, you know, they're stealing the money that I got in there and what you got in there. So if you was to give a class or seminar or something, what would you give in details? Because me, and I know my two co-hosts, you know, they like details. They don't like words like customizing. They want to say, well, hey, hey, you have this amount of money, you do this with it, you do this with it, you do this with it. You know, we need facts because our listeners, they want to know exactly what do you mean customize. I can say I'm going to customize my damn house and put new curtains up. That ain't in my house. I'm just saying.
You're terrible.
What are we customizing?
You're fading out.
I'm doing
what? You're fading out.
What I'm saying is we like to teach as well as share information. And customizing is a general term because it depends on what you call customizing. Like I said, I could sit there and change up the way my house looks on the inside or the outside and hope that it makes my house sell quicker. And I have done that. I've customized this shit to make it look the best it can look. And ain't a damn thing happened. I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is when you say customize, what the hell does that mean? That means, okay, we need to start with $1,000 in the bank. We need to put money here. I need some A, B, C, D, E. I don't need words like customize because, like I said, I could be a crook. It might be to customize my lifestyle is to stick your ass up, you know. So I'm just saying, you know, now you know exactly what you mean. Am I right, Mark?
Yeah. Just like, tell us more. What's the name of your book, and we'll go from there. I'll start looking at it. See what's
the name of my book is called Abigail's Wealthy Lifestyle.
Okay. Is it on Amazon?
Yes, Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble.
Okay. So just tell us a little bit what you wrote about in the book, you know, about customizations and relationships. So
well,
we can get a better picture of what you're talking about.
Okay. All right.
Tell us some finer points of your book so that we can get a better idea about what your message is.
Okay.
First, is the book fiction or nonfiction? Is this fiction or is this book real?
It's real.
Okay. But who the hell is Abigail, Denise?
Well, actually, I wrote this book one chapter in the Bible.
What do you say about the Bible?
I said I wrote this book out of one chapter in the Bible. It talks about a vision. And Abigail, she was a wealthy woman, but she was wealthy with money, but her life was really torn up by all the problems and issues that she had. So actually, she turned out at the end, it turned out to have a happy ending. It started out, she had a very terrible beginning, and she got another beau in her life, another boo in her life, and, you know, they got married at the end, and, you know.
Okay, you talking about Ruth and Boaz? You talking about you got this from the Bible and you changed the names? Who are you, Abigail, where in the Bible are you seeing this?
1 Samuel 25.
The name is 1 Samuel 25?
Yes.
Let me write that down. You took out a story out of the Bible, and you wrote about a story in the Bible. That is why you call it a nonfiction book. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. How long ago did you write this book?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
How long ago did you write this book?
How long ago? It came out in like the first of the year.
First of the year. How long did it take you to write the book?
I guess about 2 years. I can't really say because I was just off and on writing it and, you know, I guess about 5 years or so.
Okay, Denise, since it took you 5 years to get this book from what you read in the Bible to in print, okay, in those last 5 years, and when I ask this question, I'm going to give it to Chris real quick. Have you seen yourself growing to wealthy? How much of an increase in finances have you gained? Because I was under the illusion that you had some rules for us to help us go towards where we are today, towards wealth. But now I'm understanding that you wrote about a book, that you took a story out of the Bible, and Abigail in the book is the one who turned her life around. And that's what the Bible is. The Bible tells you how to change your life and be the best that you can be. But I was under the illusion that you had some coins, and you was going to show us how to put the coins in our pockets. So am I right or wrong?
Well, actually, I am heading that way. I have started another business now, and I am heading that way. And things are going very well. I am prospering,
very much.
And this is not only talking about money, but it's talking about a lifestyle.
I understand. You know, you got to live a certain way to get and save your stuff. You know, it's like being frugal in some areas. But what I'm saying is, is there something that you can say, like A, B, C, D, this is how I started my growth towards wealth. This is the first thing I did. First, it's got to be I believed. You can't do anything without believing first. That's a fact, you know, and I want some steps. But you know some, darling, you got a caller on the line that want to ask you a question. So, caller, if your last four digits are 8005, you may ask your question.
Yes, good evening, Denise, and good evening, everyone. This is an old friend of the programs, Roy Hannum calling. How are you?
Hey, Roy. Doing, darling.
How are you, everyone?
Yeah.
We're doing good.
Yeah, you guys sound wonderful here, calling you from the Big Apple in New York. So, weather's a little cold. But I'm fascinated by the topic, Denise, of customizing one's life to achieve wealth or happiness or whatever. As Terry and Mark and Chris know, I'm a musician, and I write and perform and produce gospel music. And I was just going to ask you a comment. One thing I noticed in the field of customization, this is true of all my fellow musicians too, when we try to go out and make money through our music, we often do not succeed because the spirit is not within us. We're doing something to make money versus achieve our art. When I started to change my focus and perform my music for inspiration, actually, as a matter of fact, which was unexpected, more financial came my way. So in striving to achieve, I found it was less successful than to not strive to achieve. And that's maybe unique to music, but I wondered what you felt about that. But that has been my experience and many musicians as well.
You change your focus.
Well, yeah. In other words, in order, we're talking about customizing. The customizing that I feel I did was change from putting the focus on making music to make money versus making music to inspire oneself and others. And because you do it that way, that's what led to the financial success. It did not come through the direct seeking. So that was the customization that I was referring to. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that very much. You had to do what you needed to do to be successful. That's customizing your particular situation, your relationship, or your life, gain wealth. You know, you can't do it like other people. Everybody has their own method. their own way. Mm-hmm. They have their own vision. They have their own mission. You know, they have their way that they do things. And everybody can't do it like the Joneses. You know, there is no cookie-cutter relationship. There's no cookie-cutter lifestyle. You have to do it the way that it works best for you. You know, some people may, okay. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, no, I was listening to what you were saying.
Some people, you know, might get two or three jobs. Some people might save the money and they might invest it. You know, some people might, you know, start a business. There's a lot of ways to gain wealth, but you have to do what works best for your life and your family, your partner, your relationship. You know, I once owned a salon in three places. And I my partner was there with me, and you know, I was working so hard until I was really working hard and I wasn't gaining. So what we had to do was we had to customize to bring the money in and still keep the relationship going, keep the family going, keep the lifestyle going. You know, you have to customize it. You know, and my neighbors, you know, they were doing it differently and they were prospering. But like I said, you have to do what's best for you and your household, your family, your relationship, your marriage. You know, some people can travel all over the world and, you know, and it be all right with their relationship. And other people, you know, they may just not do a lot of traveling. They may just, you know, work different hours, adjusted hours, you know, whatever works for your relationship. That's the wealth, and the money will come with it. If you have a peaceful, focused relationship, then the money will come in. But if you're all over the place doing this and that, you're not communicating, you're not, you know, doing what's best for you. You know, some
so
people might...
I guess some. So what I'm gaining then, and I think this is very valuable what you said, is that you're putting your focus not so much on the technique of making money as much as the value of customizing your life to be happy so that you increase your chances of being successful monetarily. Is that one way to say it?
Yeah.
Okay. I happen to agree with you, and I think my just sharing kind of echoes what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
When I found and often younger artists find this, they seek the money and they lose their own flavor and inspiration and their own happiness. And I think that is reflected into their work and the way it sounds and the way it's performed, which echoes exactly what you're saying, is if you put too much focus on just making the money, then the other parts will suffer. And probably, maybe, your ability to make money will suffer, too.
Maybe. Yeah.
And I think that's a very valid point. So
okay,
I really thank you for comments. I'm sorry?
I say, Chris, my co-host, he has a question for you, darling.
All right.
Okay.
My question is, how do you customize your life? How can our listeners customize their lifestyle?
Okay. There are five C's to building your relationship, your life, and that's, you know, first of all, it has to be God's plan for you, you know. It has to be His plan for you, and you have to have chemistry in your relationship. You have to have communication. You have to have character. And you have to be compatible. You know, this is building a relationship. This is the section of the book that talks about building a relationship. You have to have all those things in place. And, you know,
you
in order and up to, these are just some things that you have to have.
Denise, are you talking about building a relationship with God or with another person? Who are you talking about
building
a relationship
with? With another
okay,
person.
Well, then I'm going to have to stop you right there because I disagree. And the reason why I disagree is because I'm single and I treat people right. But just because I treat people right don't mean I'm going to have a hookup, because if it was the case, I would have that now. And God has also shown me favor. I got a home paid in full. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing my thing. You know, I got coins in the bank and ain't nobody taking care of me. So that can't be true, because you can't tell me that all these years I've been single, I just been happenstance, you know, because I'm doing what you say doing, but it ain't about another person. It's what I'm doing to elevate who I am as a person and how I customize my life. I first start by saying where I'm at now, where do I need to go, where do I want to go, how much money do I have, how much does it cost to live here, what can I save every time I get some money, and then when I save this amount, I can go here, there. You know, if I'm lucky along the way, if I'm playing lotteries, I put so much towards lottery. If I hit big, oh well. If I get a sugar daddy, oh well. But for me, to customize means first look at your life. Where the hell are you in life, okay? Whether you're in the bottom or the top, okay? And then say, how can I get some resources, you know, how can I save some money? Do I have to go to a church and get some free food so I can save my money for this and that? You know, that to me is what I'm talking about as far as customizing. But, you know, that's just my, you
but
know, that's
you,
just my opinion.
Terry, what said was your customization. You know, I do things the way that works best for me. You do it the way that it works best for you. See, what I'm saying is what works best for me.
Okay,
that's
but that's
my,
what I'm talking about. I'm
doing
share with everyone how to customize their life, you know. And what you're telling me is that you got to treat person right, be able to whatever. To me, it sounds like you're doing more as far as being mated with a guy or a husband or whatever. What you're talking about customizing life is like you're talking about how to get a man. You're not talking about how to make the money. Maybe I'm not hearing that right, but to me, that's what it sounds like. You know, Mark, what you think?
Well, you know, I've been going through anything related to Abigail, and I haven't really found any correlation there, Denise, about what you're talking about and how you got a book written from Abigail in the Bibles. I don't understand.
Did
you
look
illuminate us on that one?
Did you look in 1 Samuel 25, the 26th chapter?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now. Everything that has to do with Abigail, I'm reading about. On Bible Gateway, that's my source when I'm looking for anything from the Bible.
Well, if you look at that, she paid it forward. She paid it forward into David, which caused her to have a lifetime harvest.
She was married to a very wealthy man named Nabal, right?
Yeah.
Nabal? Okay.
Yeah. And if you look at it, they were about to... Okay, I'm sorry. What was that?
No. It says she took 100 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 dressed sheep, and loaded them up on donkeys.
Yeah.
And she bowed down before David with her face to the ground. Okay, so how is she paying it forward?
She gave that to him. She gave that to David. David was homeless, running and hiding in the wilderness from Saul. And she gave that to him. Her whole family and everything that she owned was about to be destroyed. Once she gave that to him, then he spoke peace in her life. And when she went home, Nabal had a stroke and died. And all that wealth was transferred to her and David, because he immediately married her right after that. So she gained wealth in so many ways, peace of mind, her wealthy lifestyle. Her lifestyle totally changed.
So you have to be hooked up with somebody else to be wealthy?
I'm sorry, say that again.
So you have to be hooked up with somebody else to be wealthy? Terry and I are single.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Oh.
If you were to read the book, you would see that it's for single people as well. It's not just for the married people. It's for singles as well. I'm single.
Okay.
Last 5 years.
It talks about your purpose, your destiny.
I know. Have you been single the last 5 years?
I'm sorry.
Have you
say
been
that again?
Single for the last 5 years?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, this is just a suggestion for me to you, and I'm not trying to be nasty, but I'm just going to walk in my truth. If I was you, I would stop leading off by saying, the way you do this to customize your life, go to the story about Abigail, because basically what Abigail did, she just had a kind heart. She gave David some stuff, and it helped him out when he was hiding from Solomon, King Solomon. But at the end, you know, you've been 5 years into writing this book and having this book produced, and you're talking about you're becoming wealthy. I mean, what you're talking about is like, give your shit away. I ain't getting nothing away. I ain't getting a damn thing away, you know, unless I just had the heart at that moment. What you ought to say, for real, what you ought to be saying, Denise, is that, you know, I was inspired by this passage in the Bible in 1 Samuel, and I felt renewed because Abigail, she believed in the Lord, and she helped someone else out, and God blessed her by this and this and this and that, you know. So I would say, you know, the way to get wealthy is first I got to have a belief system. I got to believe that there is someone out there, the Almighty, who can orchestrate my steps. Then I need to do something on my own because faith without work is dead. I need to say, okay, what do I need to do to make sure I get this? If I'm into music, what do I need to do to, you know, get me a guitar or whatever I need? If I'm into poetry, what do I need to do to get me a book publishing poetry? If I'm an actor, what do I need to get a SAG card? Because I'm single, and I know for a fact, and other people who know me can tell you, I hit the ground running trying to get my little coins, and it ain't got a damn thing to do with Abigail. I'm just saying, you know. And it's my purpose to be honest because as the host of this show, it's called Unmasked. We're not here to sit there and coddle our guests. We keep it real. We're not trying to be offensive. Lord knows I ain't trying to be offensive, but I would do my listeners an injustice if I should just sit down and be quiet and let all my guests say all kinds of things because we had guests on the show that were psychics and mediums and all these spirits and energy around that I think are still running around right now trying to interfere with the show with all this background noise. So, you know, I'm very passionate. I hope that, you know, I'm not being offensive, but, you know, I got to be honest. It is what it is. Chris,
let me say something. I am not offended at all.
Okay.
I've learned to love a good debate, okay? So what you're saying is not offending me. You have your opinion. I have mine, and I wrote this book off of 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter, and everything in the book is real talk. Now,
I know,
you have
I
your way to
choose. I get that, you know. But, you know, the only thing I was saying is that the way you are saying, maybe it's your bio, the saying that you would show people how to live a wealthy lifestyle. But when you come and people say, well, how do they do it? When you just use the word customize, and then you say, well, I customize different for myself, and you customize different, you know, but some things are basics, you know. And one thing I believe, if I was going to tell somebody how to customize their life, I would say, first of all, you know, get a piece of paper, what do you want to do, where you want to be in life. How do we get those goals? I'm not going to tell them, well, this works for me. You got to figure out for you because they don't know. That's why they ask me, how do I do this shit? Because I thought when you came on here, you were going to tell me something. I needed us to know because I want some more money because I'm a child of a king, you know, Jehovah God. And I know good and well Jehovah God don't want me to be poor. But if you know a faster way to make me get what I need in my pockets, help me out. But when you tell me customize your life the way you want it for yourself, boy, you know, shit, it ain't working for me. I need to know something new.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
Chris,
I was going to say, Roy's still here. I'm just going to say one more comment. And I listened to this fantastic discussion. Sister Terry, I happen to also share your frustration. Because I think everybody's on the same page in an overview. Denise, I think we all... At least I feel I agree with your basic premise. Where the frustration is starting is to apply the premise, and I hear Terry saying, and I've shared a little bit, into your day-to-day. Okay, yes, we need to be grounded, and we need to find a peace. If we're all torn up inside and doing drugs and drinking and alcohol and chasing, we're never going to be financially successful.
Okay.
So that must come. That must come. But let us say that is there. Now the next step is how do we apply these principles into the our daily lives? And that's what Terry is saying, and that's what I think too. The only thing I'll end up with is the biblical reference that I'm thinking of is more of the story of the talents, the buried talents and the hidden talents and the shared talents.
And Jesus wasn't pleased with them.
So,
right.
So the thing is, if I can interject, you don't agree with paying it forward and that you will receive a harvest from that. You don't agree
with
that?
I do. I didn't say that at all. I said was we agree on the basic premise. You need to be grounded.
Okay.
And but you must then move forward and apply that to your day to day. And that's where an issue comes in with how does one do that. And the only thing I was kind of putting on the table to be discussed is that is really an inventory of one's talents. It's what I see coming to me. You look at your talents and you say, like Terry's saying, what do I need to do? What am I strong at? What am I weak at? If I'm going to be a musician, do I need the guitar, and how am I going to get it? Those are applications of the same applications of the same principle that you're starting to get your life in order. And so that's all I'll say is I think yes, an inventory and an application.
Because paying it forward just means that you got to have a kind heart when you're blessed. Bless someone else. I do that automatically because my dad is a minister,
right.
My grandpa was a minister, and my mother had us grounded up in the church. I do that anyway because I have a compassionate heart. But you mean to tell me that a person that don't have a relationship with Christ or go to church, whatever, and don't care nothing about paying it forward won't make it? I don't believe that's so because look at all these people out there. These are celebrities. Everybody ain't good. They ain't going to church. Look at these people, Scientology and all this other crap. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, Terry?
I agree with you, Terry. I agree with that because I don't think we really do need a direct relationship.
I agree with that as well because I agree with that as well because I haven't been to church and I don't know when, but I have a personal relationship with God.
Okay.
You know, I just love people. And like I said, I have a personal relationship with God, but it's not about that. It's about the whole thing. It's about doing what's best for you to prosper and move forward in your relationship and in your life. You know, it just happened to own a business, but the thing was, she was torn up inside. This is what this book is about, you know? And, You have a different relationship. You have accumulated a lot of wealth and you help people and you have this show going on and a lot of things are going great for you and you have customized your life to suit your purpose. And I'm customizing my life to suit my purpose. Okay, and then someone else. It's like a job. If you go on a job, and you might work, do the same job, but wherever you go, you're going to have to be trained differently to suit that particular position. You know?
Okay, well,
my business is going to be different from yours because I customize it the way that makes me wealthy. You know what? That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, without listening here, first of all, we all can make it. You just got to believe. It's not where you start at. It's where you finish. You know, if you fall down,
yep.
You get back up. You know, number one, I would tell somebody, what does it take to make you healthy? Are you being fed? Do you have shelter? Let's start with the basics. I say, okay, you don't have shelter of your own? Okay, I advise you or go to some shelters because they have resources that help you get on your feet, give you food, and eventually get to your apartment. Okay, what do you want to be? I will give them criteria of what to do, and you don't have anything to do about how I customize my life. It's just facts. You know, I will say, this is what you need to do. It applies to everybody. I don't care who you are. You don't have to be single, married, or whatever. You know, I will say, number one, do you have the basic necessities of life? Do you have your own shelter? Are you being fed? Check that off. If you ain't being fed, okay, I suggest you go to these places. They got welfare. They got homeless shelters. They got churches to give out food. What I'm saying is it might not be my life, but it's got to be a grid for anybody because we have listeners as far as where as Africa and Cameroon
yeah.
where they got the drought. They're barely eating. Their stomach are bulging out. They see it on television. You know, it's a bad thing, and they don't know what to do. But when they hear my guest going to tell me how to get wealthy, they don't want to say, well, what you did in the last 5 years and you're starting to do better and you're starting to get better. They don't care nothing about that shit. Quas is kept me. I ain't trying to be nasty. They want to say, well, how are they going to get this? And for me, for them, this is what I would tell them to do. Look, you stand in house with 8 or 9 people. Look, go to your social services. You know, go there. Go to unemployment services. I would try to direct them because it ain't about how you customize your life. I want to have a criteria for anybody to look at that and know where to start. We want to know how we're going to make it. I'm just saying, you know.
But if you
talk about it. He got something he want to say. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Denise, do you have anything in your book about how to keep disagreements over money from coming between you and the most important people in your life? Do you have anything in there about that in your book? How to keep disagreements over money from coming between you and the most important people in your life. Do you talk about that at all?
How to keep disagreements over money from coming.
Yeah, because, like, for instance, if your family, they want to borrow your money because they say, well, Denise's doing better. Let me borrow some money from her. And when you say no because you got to keep yours so you can keep doing what you want to do for your life, you keep disagreements down between you and the loved ones in your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, actually, that kind of happened because what happened was this lady reached out and she helped somebody that needed her help. And that caused her to prosper. In other ways, she may have had money, but.
But Denise, going back to the Bible, you're talking about Abigail's story. If that was the case, I can talk about Naomi and Ruth in the Bible, how Ruth didn't leave her mother-in-law after her sons died, and she stayed with her. And then, you know, this other guy, you know, Boaz, you know, he saw her on the threshing floor, and he made sure they left wheat so she could have extra to feed her and Naomi. But we're not talking about how someone else did in the Bible, because pressing forward, it has to be a heart thing. It got to be a person who got compassion, because a lot of people got wealth, and they ain't pressing shit forward. They ain't doing nothing for nobody. You know, some do and some don't, you know. But what I'm saying is,
well,
we can't keep talking about Abigail. What he is saying is, how do you deal with when you get a little extra money and your family look at you and they got their nose nose up in the air like, huh, we asked Denise, let me borrow a couple $100, and she went act all stank. How do you deal with that?
Well, the thing is, everybody has to do what they need to prosper. I cannot give all my resources to someone. I can help them but I can continually put out to help somebody else get on their feet. You know, if they need something, they need food or money or whatever it is, you know, I can go to them and I can help them, but I cannot be, you know, constantly be a crutch for them. But the whole thing is, you know, the name of the book is Abigail's Wealthy Lifestyle. You know, and that's what, you know, I mean, I can't say what other people can do. We were talking about the book, you know.
I asked you, was this nonfiction? Nonfiction means true. Now you're talking about Abigail's story. But, okay, that's Bible days, First Samuel. Right. That was old Bible days. We're under the authority of the New Testament when Christ came and died for us. So we don't want to talk about Abigail because we don't live in that time. We live in 2018. How the hell are you going to get me from this level to that level? That's what my listeners want to hear. You know, and they all know that I'm just when I be talking. It's nothing personal because, I mean, if you know my brother, you know, it's in the genes. When we adamant about something, we just want to know. We just want facts. And I ain't trying to put you in a hot seat. But then again, when you come on Unmasked, you got to pull back the layers, man. We're going to know the real deal. We don't want to know how you making it. What have you pressed for it?
That's why I call in as a listener, Terry. I don't come in as a guest anymore. No, that was a joke. listen, I'm going to just say one more thing. I got to go, and I'll let you go. Fascinating conversation tonight. Terry, I happen to agree with you. To me, conversation is not one. We are at a different level. Looking outward to see what we can help others to do is another mission involved in our church and our faith. What I think we're talking about here is now is a time to look inward to oneself, to say, what are my talents? To echo Terry, what do I need to do? How am I going to do it? That's where this is. This is an inward seeking, not an outward seeking. And I think what the message I'm getting is, yes, if you are at peace with yourself inwardly and you look at your talents and your specific, then you'll be at peace with yourself. Then you'll be at peace perhaps better with your God and your neighbor, and you will be more, hopefully, more prosperous, although not automatically. But it does increase your chances. So I think some of the practicality of day-to-day becomes very – I hear Terry's response. I'm Mark's too. And the last joke I'll say, because you know I'm a lousy comedian, is I'm glad I know who to call on Friday nights because we've got four single people here all talking together about relationships. Now, that tells you something. All right.
Yeah. I'm not doing something right. That man ain't came yet.
But, you know, but we're all in the same place.
Well, Chris got somebody, so he's the only one who ain't single. Bless his heart.
Okay, he'll count then.
Well, see, all of us are different, though. That's where the customization comes in. What works for me may not work for you. And what works for Karen may not work for me. And what works for Chris may not work for me. And what works for Mike may not work for me.
Darling, after 5 years, if you ain't got that man because you start off talking about a relationship, it's not working.
No, Karen, you don't know my history.
Okay, we
got you don't know my history.
Hold that short. Get back to you.
I better leave now, ladies. I'm going to get in the middle of something. I do not want to get in the middle of. So, thanks, Terry.
You don't know my history. I have paid off a four-bedroom home myself, okay? I had a three places, and I've been very prosperous.
Before you started, you made it sound like you had to have a man work towards that relationship. You did that shit on your own. Power to you, my sister. And I appreciate that you was able to do that. But you started off, well, you got to be in a relationship and you got to work with your man. Hell no. You did that on your own.
I'm
a man.
I didn't say you had to be in a relationship. I was talking about a relationship. I didn't say you had to be in it.
You did good by yourself. That's all I'm saying. You did good by yourself. But you were talking about moving towards relationship. You got to be able to talk to him. And that's why I asked you, what relationship? One with God or one with man? You know, because I'm single and I'm doing okay too. You know, so more power to you. I'm glad you're doing wealthy. We got to take a little small break, but don't hang up. Don't be offended. Right. We just talk our truth on this show.
Oh,
it is what it is. We should talk about what you do need, but, you know, I got to
put Terry, down a Ms. hammer Terry, on I'm going to say goodnight.
I got to do what I got to do.
I'm going to say goodnight.
We'll be right back.
Say, man, y'all done made it to L.A., so, you know, we got to live our best lives.
I ain't going back and forth with these niggas.
Great. What you want to do?
I'm rolling with y'all.
Okay, well, what we going to do is we're going to hit the town. We're going to get it in.
Right.
And we're going to do what we do. Feel
right.
Me?
And most importantly, we got to smile, bitch! Smile, bitch!
Come on!
We gon' start
wow.
this thing all right. Duval in the motherfucking house. Come on, now come on. Do it, baby, take it, baby. 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 I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you niggas. I'm living my best life.
To be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? Come on, I get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you niggas. I'm living. Fingers up in the air and show a hater you don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex bitch, you can have that there. Hey, this year bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draw. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't tryna throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a bitch thing, huh? You in the club every night with no job. Eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud. If you know you ain't going to work tomorrow, I'm living my best life.
To be smiling for. So what the fuck you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
Snoop Dogg, living my best life. I need you, Denise, to let everybody know how we get a hold of you, how much your books cost, where they're selling that, and we're going to rock on home, baby.
Okay. My book is on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. And that's how you get it.
Okay. Now, let me say this. We appreciate you when our guests come on the show. I hope my passion didn't get not in your underwear. You know how you say get a knot in your underwear? I hope I didn't offend you. But you know something, when you come on Unmasked, you know, I got to ask the questions that my listeners want to know. I don't do that I love you stuff, that purple dinosaur. You know, this is called Unmasked, man, so I had to go at it hard. I'm glad you was a guest because...
You know what? I am not offended, Terry. I am definitely not offended. You know, because if you had read my book before I came up here, you would have had a better understanding of it.
Okay. Well, you didn't send me no books, so I couldn't get no understanding. So I guess I had to read, like Mark did, talk about Abigail and make my own theory. But I do believe in pressing it forward because I feel like it's atmosphere. It brings to you what you put out. And so when I do nice for people, it's not because I'm looking for no rewards. It's because my heart is tender and compassionate to what their plight is. You know, that's something that I do just because that's the person that I am. And I think that there's other people out there as wealthy that don't do nothing. So, you know, I just wanted to find out some facts, and I hope that my listeners weren't offended, you know, because I had to, you know, be hard on my guests. I'm glad you're not offended, but we need Mark and Chris and Roy to say good night. So we gotta take this puppy home.
All right. Good night.
Well, can I just say this one thing?
Sure, baby.
Yeah, I just want to read this one little thing, and it's talking about dream. It's talking your dream is your life. It's what drives you to do better, to be better, and to be your best. And to move forward into the fulfillment of your best self. You know, you just play that song, living your best life. And that's what
well, baby,
this
I ain't gonna talk about no dreams. Because back in the day when I was messing up doing drugs and stuff, I done had dreams. Go ahead and do it. You won't get caught. I don't like them kind of dreams. I like to think that my best life is when I acknowledge that as a human being, I deserve to be treated good. I'm in the United States of America, the land of the, and I think I should be entitled to a little bit, you know, a little space. It ain't got to be much just for me, you know. And by me being grounded in Christ, I know that if God created the universe, the little bit of crap that I want, he can bless me with. And that's what I go about. I don't deal with no dreams because them dreams will lie to you because they have lied to me a many days, but I don't listen. But anyway,
well,
you got to say.
You know what? If you had a vision, I'm talking about visions. When you have a vision, that's no lie, baby. That's something that God put in your heart. You can't get out and think about it all day, all the time. That's your vision.
Okay, but you're talking about dreams.
A dream is a vision. If you look that up in the Webster Dictionary, you'll find out that a dream is a vision. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I'm
it's your purpose. It was why you were created.
A dream can tell you some things that you might want to be at, but a vision is something that you know you can achieve. Sometimes people dream stuff and they say, yeah, I can do it. I can do it. But I don't rely on my dreams because dreams can lie to you. I done had dreams tell me some stuff I know is wrong. And that's what they call nightmares. Lady girl, we can have to do another part two another time. But we got to bounce because I'm off the clock. So good night, everybody. Say good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Roy, for tuning in. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Roy.
Oh, yeah, I'm back, guys. Thank you, Terry. By the way, you're going to make you customize your life. I'm still working on your song. And nobody
thank
knows
you.
What that means
you
except
you,
you and me. And
there
I'm
you
going
go.
To introduce you here one of these days. One of these days. We're going to customize it for you.
That's,
okay, thank you, Denise. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I know. Bye now.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love, so many people use your name to play. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. To know you, longing for your kiss.